fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. This evening, we welcome back Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America Swahili Service Chief, for some NBA Hoops talk. But first, some NBA headlines. The NBA has fined Oklahoma City star Russell Westbrook $25,000 for language he directed toward a fan in Salt Lake City, Utah. Meanwhile, the Utah Jazz has banned the fan from all events at its arena. Russell Westbrook is an eight-time NBA All-Star and the league's most valuable player in 2017. He says the fan made racial comments toward him during the Jazz-Thunder game on Monday night. The Jazz says the fan was banned permanently for excessive and derogatory verbal abuse during the game. In addition, the NBA suspended Toronto's Congolese forward Serge Ibaka for 3 games and Cleveland's Marquise Chriss for 1 game for on-court fighting. The NBA says Ibaka drew the stiffer penalty for several reasons. The league says he was the instigator in the fight and threw a punch at Chriss. The NBA also cited Ibaka's history of fighting during games, and this is going to cost both Ibaka and Chriss. The suspensions are without pay. Ibaka will lose almost $450,000 and Chriss about $22,000. Meanwhile, another African player, Cameroonian star Joel Embiid of the Philadelphia 76ers, continues to make big strides after missing nearly a month of action with a sore left knee. Embiid had 17 points and 19 rebounds Tuesday night to help lead Philadelphia to a 7-point victory over the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll hear from Joel Embiid now in this report from the AP's Michael Luongo.
The 76ers ended a late fourth quarter spurt to pull away to a 106-99 win over the Cavaliers. Philadelphia led by 10 when Cleveland used an 11-0 run to take a 1-point lead. The Sixers retook the lead for a good and a 3-point basket by Mike Scott, a free throw by Ben Simmons, and a putback dunk by Joel Embiid, who later added a key defensive block. Embiid had 17 points.
You know, in these type of games, you want to come in, and that was our goal, come in, and, you know, from the start, and we did that, and then we kind of let up a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the game, we made a couple defensive plays that got us the win.
Simmons scored 9 of his team-high 26 points in the fourth quarter.
We did a lot of damage ourselves in terms of turnovers, but at the same time, you know, they amped up, they had the energy, which we were lacking a little bit.
Colin Sexton had 26 for the Cavaliers. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us once again on the show is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief. Welcome back, Mwamoyo.
Thank you, Sonny. Glad to be here, as always.
Always great to have you in the studio. Why don't we begin with the disciplinary action? Pretty stiff penalties for Russell Westbrook. Your reaction?
Yeah, very stiff and big news this week. And as you mentioned before, Russell Westbrook got into this heated verbal altercation with a fan and the man's wife during the second quarter of Oklahoma City 98-89 victory over Utah on Monday night. Now, Russell says the man shouted to him words that, "Get down on your knees like you used to," which may be taken as thinly veiled reference to the time when black people were slaves in America.
Right.
So that's
right.
That was very, you know, according to Russell, that was very racist. The man says, no, he didn't say that. What he says, he told Russell, you need to ice those knees. You know, so there was, you know, that back and forth. And, you know, Russell got very angry, and the background to that is he says he's been, you know, suffering those kind of treatment from time to time, especially when he goes to Utah. So the league fined him $25,000, as you reported. And the Jazz also took action against this fan, banning him for permanently from the arena. But now, look here. Basketball is a game of trash talking. And trash talking is always around in basketball. And fans, sometimes they buy the tickets close to the court.
Right,
so that they can engage, you know, players in back and forth. But it's always in good fun. It never spills over into racist or derogatory kind of abusive language. If you recall, Reggie Miller and Spike Lee in New York City, they had this running,
that's right,
you know, trash talking during games.
They had fun with
it, was so fun. People liked it. And you have players like and so many other players, Kevin Garnett, who have always been talking trash on the court, but it's never something that spills over into racist comments or derogatory or abusive language. And the NBA has been very good with that because they are tough with it. There is actually a code of conduct for fans in a basketball arena. They are supposed to behave in a certain way. So if you don't, you know, a team can take action, or the league can take action. So this is something, it's not an extremely big problem in the NBA as it used to be, for instance, in soccer, you know, stadiums in Europe, English Premier League or
right,
UEFA Championships, you know, and all that. So the NBA has been very good in terms of controlling this, that it doesn't spill into an ugly kind of thing.
The Jazz did take action against that fan, Wamoyo, banning him permanently from the arena. And now with the advent of social media and fans having cameras on their phones, I would imagine they reviewed the video from the incident.
They reviewed the video. They heard what was being talked about. And Russell says the video was taken before after the man had made his comment. So most of the video documents what Russell is saying, not what the man said before Russell got angry.
Talking with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America Swahili Service Chief. We'll be right back with Mwamoyo, but first, let's take a short break for this VOA programming announcement.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague Shaka Sali will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 GMT UTC with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief, about NBA hoops. Mwamoyo, what about Ibaka? He's going to miss three games. That's going to be kind of a rough stretch for the Raptors, I would.
Because he's a very good player for them, and missing him for three games, that will definitely affect the team. But more importantly, he's losing or missing $450,000.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I didn't know he was making that kind of money. That's a big chunk of change, Mwamoyo.
Yes. So that will tell you not to get into a fight in a game again.
Yeah, when they say suspended without pay, that means
very costly for him.
Well, the Raptors without Serge Ibaka for the next three games. Right now, the Raptors are in a tight race with the Milwaukee Bucks for first place in the Eastern Conference. Why don't we look at the NBA playoff picture, Mwamoyo? We got about a month to go before the NBA playoffs. They do tip off on April 13th. Take a look at the Eastern Conference and what the playoff picture looks like right now.
Exactly. So most teams by now have played between 66 and 68 games out of the 82 in the season. So they have like 15 games to go. So from each conference, sitting on teams sitting on number one to number five, they are really set to go into the playoffs. They have very good chances, whereas teams sitting 6 to 8 are still fighting for a spot on the playoffs.
Mm.
So from the Eastern Conference, you're talking about Milwaukee Bucks on number one, Toronto Raptors, Philadelphia 76ers, Indiana Pacers, and Boston Celtics. They have almost a sure way into the playoffs. Brooklyn Nets, Detroit Pistons, and Miami Heat, sitting on number 6, 7, and 8, are fighting to maintain those positions and be in the playoffs.
It's almost like not being relegated
exactly
in the Premier League.
Yeah, but right behind them are Orlando Magic, Charlotte Hornets, and your beloved Washington Wizards.
Go Wizards!
Who are still fighting, still fighting to get into those three spots, you know, to make it to the playoffs. That is for the Eastern Conference. On the Western Conference, you have Golden State Warriors in number one, Denver Nuggets, Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder, Portland Trail Blazers. They are almost, and you know, in the playoffs. Whereas San Antonio Spurs, LA Clippers, and Utah Jazz are sitting at number 6, 7, and 8, and these are fighting for to maintain these spots. And right behind them, Sacramento Kings, Minnesota Timberwolves, Los Angeles Lakers are on the outside looking in. So it's still, you know, a fight for these three teams from each conference, you know, going into the playoffs.
I know we've talked on the show, Momoyo, about LeBron and the Lakers, but right now it sure looks like LeBron is going to miss out on the playoffs.
For the first time in how many years? I don't even remember. I think since he came to the league. The playoffs, the NBA playoffs, will be without LeBron James.
Which is kind of sad.
Very, you know, sad. It's something that you cannot imagine, not having LeBron James in the playoffs.
Well, we heard earlier in the show, Momoyo, that report from Michael Luongo. The 76ers right now are in third place in the Eastern Conference. How do you see the 76ers in the playoffs with a healthy Joel Embiid?
With a healthy Joel Embiid, they have very good chances. The Eastern Conference has been very tough this season. As you can see, it's very tight between number one and number five. It's very tight. Boston Celtics have been up and down. Remember, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, they blew up Golden State Warriors, defending champions, but then they went ahead and lost, you know, badly
to the
LA Clippers. So they've been up and down. But Philadelphia 76ers are doing very well, you know, with Joel Embiid healthy, Ben Simmons. You know, they're sitting very pretty in terms of the playoffs chances.
One team that's kind of on the bubble right now in terms of a playoff berth, Momoyo, and I think we should give them a shout-out, Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat. Right now, Miami is in eighth place, the last playoff position in the Eastern Conference. It would be nice to see Dwayne Wade in the playoffs.
Especially if LeBron James is not there, at least see Dwayne Wade. You know, but let me go to the Western Conference. Denver Nuggets sitting at number two. I mean, this team has been a surprise team in this, you know, this season.
Maybe the surprise team.
Exactly. They're sitting at number two, and, you know, they've been playing very well. They are riding the backs of young players like Ford, Jamal Murray, and the seven-foot Nikola Jokic, and also their Ford, who is Tyler London. They're playing very well, and they're right there. So chances are they will go into the playoffs at number two spot, which gives them a very good chance of going ahead in the playoffs.
I'm talking with Momoyo Hoops Hamza about the NBA playoffs and the NBA in general. And I'll be back with Momoyo. But first, this important message from a Congolese giant who played in the NBA playoffs.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net, thanks to Dikembe. Well, you might say it's all in the family because Dikembe's nephew, recently received a basketball honor. Momoyo, tell our listeners about that.
A young man called Ifeondo Kabengele. He's a nephew to Dikembe Mutombo. I always remember Dikembe Mutombo when we invited him to VOA Studios. You know, he's a very nice guy, gentle giant. So his nephew, Ifeondo Kabengele, who plays for Florida State, he was picked the sixth man, you know. So he's in the family. It runs in the family. He's playing very well, and good chance that he might be picked, drafted into the NBA. So, you know, that's very good, I think, for Dikembe and the Congolese family and the African basketball family.
And I think Manute Bol's son is playing at the collegiate level.
He's also playing at the collegiate level. And there are so many African players now. I mean, unlike many years back, you had few selected players in playing colleges. But right now, there's so many. I mean, we could have a whole session of how many African players or players of African descent who are playing in college ball and getting ready to go into the professionals.
And the college ball is great preparation for the NBA.
Yes, and it's coming up. This is March.
March
Madness. But let me say this. I know you're going to... We need to talk about tonight's marquee game.
Talk about it.
Golden State Warriors going to Houston Rockets.
Hottest team in the league right now, the Rockets.
The Rockets, they started very low. They came up, and now they're playing extremely well. They have all their players healthy. They're winning, you know, big games. And remember, this is a statement game for both teams, for Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets. But I would say more so for Golden State Warriors because Houston Rockets have won all their last three matchups. This is their fourth matchup, which I think is the last one. I think they play four times in the conference.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And mind you, Kevin Durant, KD, is not playing tonight.
I would say that favors the Rockets.
That favors the Rockets a lot, and they're playing at home. So this will be a big game. You know, the whole NBA will be watching this.
Right now, the Rockets are only 3.5 games behind the Warriors in the Western Conference. Do you think they can catch Golden State, Momoyo?
I doubt they can catch Golden State, but I think they can move up and probably catch Denver Nuggets. But still, I mean, 15 games is a lot of games. If they win 10 out of those, they're doing very well.
And I remember the Rockets gave the Warriors a real tough playoff series. Maybe make it to the NBA Finals, the Rockets?
Of course, yes. I mean, because you see, okay, you have Golden State Warriors at number one and Denver Nuggets at number two. So if Houston Rockets move up to number two, that means they're avoiding Golden State Warriors early in the playoffs. So they'll probably meet in the playoff final game of the conference. However, if Denver Nuggets maintain number three, so that means Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets could meet maybe in the second round of the playoffs. And that would give Denver Nuggets a very good chance of getting to the finals.
Well, we'll talk about that game next week, Momoyo, that Rockets-Warriors game. I think it'll still be trending.
Yes.
Momoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief, joining us here in studio. Thanks, Momoyo. The first and only ice hockey team in Kenya continues to defy the odds by playing and practicing the sport in one of the few ice rinks found in Eastern and Central Africa. This pioneer team is now inspiring a new generation of ice hockey players who hope to expand the sport in Kenya. Rael Lambour reports from Nairobi.
Training sessions are held at least three times a week at the ice rink in Nairobi. It is here at Kenya's solar-powered Panari Sky Center that the Kenya Ice Lions, the first ice hockey team in Kenya, was born. Tim Colby moved to Nairobi from Ottawa in 2010 to work for the Canadian Embassy. Several months later, he would help train and coach Kenya's first ice hockey team.
And then a few years ago, a few of the Kenyans really wanted to take it up, step it up a notch, play a lot more seriously, attract more people, and get into real hockey games. So we took it on with a few other Americans, Canadians, Slovaks, Swedes, and others. We started helping out a bit, but soon it didn't take long for the Kenyans to take it all over themselves.
The Ice Lions have never had another team to play. In 2018, the Canadian restaurant chain Tim Hortons flew 12 of them to Toronto to play their first real game, a friendly against a team of firefighters. 18-year-old Gideon Mutua was part of the team. Mutua, who started out as a speed and roller skater in 2012, says ice hockey changed his life forever.
My biggest dream is to play in NHL, whereby you get paid just to play. But one day I think my dream will be fulfilled.
Youthful players like Mutua are where the future of Kenyan hockey lies, says Robert Opio, one of the Ice Lions pioneer team members.
Most of us, we are quite seniors, but the future really lies with the youth. This is where most of the time and the energy and the efforts are being invested in. For us, we're just making sure we are taking in all of the pains, the hardships, the trials, such that they can have it a lot more easier.
Tim Colby believes there is a future for ice hockey in Kenya, even though the country sits on the equator.
What's really important for the sport here is we have youth playing. Young girls, young boys. So more and more we're getting. It just used to be about 10, 12 Kenyans playing. Now we're up to around 30. At least half of them are young. And when I say young, I mean under 15, which is really good for the sport in the future.
Alibaba from China and Tim Hortons have given sponsorship and equipment to the team. Support for the team has also come from Finland, Sweden and Czechoslovakia. There are plans to bring in teams from Tunisia, Egypt and South Africa in July for a tournament. The teams will play for a new trophy, the Africa Cup. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
Thanks, Rael. I'm Sonny Young and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, it was a bad day at the top for the world's number one ranked male and female players, Novak Djokovic of Serbia and Naomi Osaka of Japan. Djokovic and Osaka were both ousted from the BNP Paribas Open in Indian Wells. Craig Gabriel reports from Indian Wells, California.
It is indeed a rarity for two world number ones to crash out on the same day. On this occasion, Novak Djokovic and Naomi Osaka can compare notes. But it wasn't just them who were swept away at about the halfway mark of the tournament. Earlier in the day, second seed Simona Halep was also sidelined. Djokovic was playing Philipp Kohlschreiber. Their match started the night before. They played one game when rain suspended play. On returning, Djokovic couldn't get into gear, whereas Kohlschreiber was dialed in, and he put the pressure on from the start. Djokovic just couldn't find his way back, and the German beat him for the second time, 6-4, 6-4, but the last time was a decade ago. And while Kohlschreiber has beaten several top tenors, it's the first time he's knocked out a world number one. Osaka was defending a title for the first time in her career, but Belinda Bencic, who's on an impressive win streak at the moment, gave her no chance and beat her again, 6-3, 6-1, while Halep crashed to Marketa Vondrousova in three sets. No issues for Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer, and Venus Williams and Garbine Muguruza also advanced, while at night, Angie Kerber stopped Aryna Sabalenka. In Indian Wells, Craig Gabriel for VOA Sport.
Thanks, Craig. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African football, teams across the continent are preparing for the final round of qualifying matches for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Egypt. In one of the big qualifiers, Tanzania will host Uganda in Dar es Salaam on March 24th. And this VOA programming note will have reports on that match tomorrow. Iron Mike Mbonye will be talking with Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year and the head coach of Tanzania's team. And Magumi Davis Rakawinj in Kampala will tell us about the preparations by the Cranes of Uganda as they get ready to travel to Tanzania. And that wraps up the March 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an exclusive interview with the Vice President of Malawi, Saulos Chilema. The Malayan politician and VOA's Shaka Sali discuss democracy and the upcoming elections. An in-depth look at Malawi's future on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? It's Jackson Vunganyi.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
Can I be upfront with you? That's exactly what Nadia and I plan to do every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC. Upfront looks at issues that affect you.
Since the world is moving at a faster rate, there's need to have an edge of computer.
Interesting news.
Canadian man was sentenced for drunk driving after being pulled over in his mother's motorized wheelchair. 35-year-old man was fined and placed on probation.
And of course, music. No clouds in my stones. Entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it.
And of course, we love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts and comments. Our email address is upfront@voanews.com.
So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 17:30 UTC on The Voice of America.
Yeah. Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
The sun occasionally blasts massive amounts of high-energy particles, causing solar storms here on Earth. Fortunately, since our planet is surrounded by a protective atmosphere and magnetic fields, most of the harm is minimized. But there have been solar storms so severe that radio and satellite communications and even power grids were interrupted. Scientists at Sweden's Lund University, studying ice cores drilled deep into Greenland ice, found evidence of three powerful solar storms in the distant past. Their latest findings suggest a powerful solar storm hit Earth in 660 BC. The researchers say that if that storm took place today, it could have had severe effects on our high-tech society. They suggest more should be done to understand the potential harm these storms could cause. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends? Breakout artists? New releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
News happens around the clock, and VOA brings you the latest at the top of each hour. Tune in for a summary of the news at the top of each hour, around the clock on The Voice of America. Hourly newscasts on the radio and on the internet at voanews.com. VOA, a leader in news coverage for over 70 years.